When people in Germany are asked to state three personality traits or characteristics that they associate with British people, here is what Germans come up with most often. The British are polite, they have a unique sense of humour, and they are reserved, which means that they are generally unwilling to show their emotions in public. While the three above characteristics are mentioned most often, some Germans argue that eccentricity is another quality which can be found among the British more often than among people of other nationalities. Before giving you some examples of British people who have made a name for themselves, not only as excellent scientists, artists, or politicians, for instance, but also as a result of their eccentricity, let me first explain what it means when we say that somebody is eccentric. A person can be called eccentric when they have extremely unusual habits, manners, lifestyles, outfits, hobbies, or philosophies of life. For example, a person who wears a sorrow, Spider-Man, Robin Hood, or Dumbledore outfit in everyday life can certainly be called an eccentric. However, the term eccentric does not necessarily mean that these people are mentally ill and should be treated by a psychiatrist or in a psychiatric clinic. Apart from having a particular quirk or spleen, an eccentric person may otherwise lead a relatively normal life with a regular job, a flat or a house, and a family. Let me now give you two examples of famous British scientists who displayed such peculiar patterns of behaviour that they can arguably be called eccentrics. To begin with, most of you have presumably come across the name Alexander Graham Bell, a Scotsman who invented the telephone in the late 19th century. He was undoubtedly a scientific genius, but this did not prevent him from doing something that lots of people will qualify as eccentric. In fact, he stubbornly tried to teach his dog to speak English without any noteworthy success, of course. The world-famous British mathematician and physicist Sir Isaac Newton is another brilliant British scientist who might also be called an eccentric. While Newton is famous for his groundbreaking discoveries in mathematics and physics, at times he also tended to behave in highly unusual ways, to put it mildly. For example, he is said to have stuck a small needle in his eye out of scientific curiosity, just in order to find out what effect this might have on his eyesight. Quite a number of Britain's most famous artists have also shown unmistakable signs of eccentric behaviour. The well-known early 19th century poet William Blake, for instance, liked to act out renowned literary works in quite unusual ways. For example, together with his wife, he is reported to have read those works out aloud, sitting completely naked in his garden. Another example of a British artist with clearly eccentric tendencies is Freddie Mercury, the leader of the legendary 20th century British rock band called Queen. Mind you, Mercury's homosexuality has, of course, next to nothing to do with the fact that he has often been described as an eccentric person. It is rather his unusually theatrical performances, his shrill and at times provocative outfits, as well as his extremely extrovert behaviour both on and off stage, which led to him being referred to one of the most eccentric celebrities of the 1970s and 1980s. Last but not least, I would like to draw your attention to one of quite a few British politicians, both past and present, whose public appearances can be called highly unusual and at times even downright eccentric. I am talking about one of Great Britain's more recent prime ministers, namely Boris Johnson. His notoriously unkempt hair is only one of many oddities that Johnson is usually associated with. For example, another eccentric streak of his came to light in 2012. In his then capacity as Mayor of London, he rode a zip line through Victoria Park, waving a British flag in each hand. This media-hyped activity was meant to be a promotional activity for the London Olympics, which was scheduled to start a few weeks later. Last but not least, Johnson's eccentricity is also reflected in the highly unusual things he sometimes says in interviews. When asked by a journalist in 2010, for example, whether he would ever attempt to become Prime Minister, he answered jokingly that he was more likely to be decapitated by a frisbee or locked up in a disused fridge.